Donald Trump intends to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after being excluded from Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court, controlled by Democrats, made a party-line decision of 4-3, citing Trump's connection to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot as a breach of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. In response, the former president criticized the ruling, describing it as a completely flawed decision. The United Nations Security Council has once again postponed the vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. After already delaying the vote for one day, the council convened on Wednesday to consider a resolution advocating for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict and an increase in humanitarian aid deliveries. Following hours of intense negotiations, the United States requested that the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. More than 10,000 undocumented immigrants are crowded into a cramped detention center in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, which was overwhelmed by a surge. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the situation is merely the beginning.
There's more people in the pipeline, and I suspect Christmas will be worse than today, and New Year's will be worse than today. We're going the absolute wrong direction.
He proposes deploying additional immigration judges to the border, aiming to expedite the processing of cases from years to days. In Milwaukee, President Biden emphasizing his administration's commitment to supporting black-owned businesses.
Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record 60% since the pandemic.
The Biden making his comments while visiting the Milwaukee Black Chamber of Commerce. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's control over military promotions has come to an end. The Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville decided to lift his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th, so call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options following the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar Trump from their ballot. In a letter to the Secretary, Kounalakis asserts that California is obligated to assess whether Trump is ineligible for the state's ballot for reasons similar to those outlined in the Colorado case. You're welcome to pose any question related to the 2024 elections to Google, although it's worth noting the responses may be limited. Google is imposing restrictions on the types of election-related questions that its generative AI products will address. The tech giant has indicated the change will take effect early next year, citing an abundance of caution. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During a year-end news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to end promptly. However, he emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. And Thursday and Friday will be the peak days of activity during a holiday air travel season that's setting records. AAA says approximately 7.5 million air travelers are expected at U.S. airports. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.